We're studying from the study of the Ten Sefirot in our observation, chapter 5, item 22. You can find the study materials on the Ovut system, and you can ask questions there. Again, the study of the Ten Sefirot, chapter 5, item 22. Chapter 5. The thought of creation compels every item in reality to stem from one another until the end of correction. 22. Now that we have been rewarded with all the above, we will have some understanding of his uniqueness, that his thoughts are not our thoughts, and all the abundance of matters and forms we perceive in this reality before us is united in him in a single thought, being the thought of creation to delight his creations. This singular thought encompasses the whole of reality in perfect unity through the end of correction. For this is the whole purpose of creation, and this is the operator, like the force that operates in the operated. This is because what is merely a thought in him is a binding law in the created beings, because he contemplated delighting us. It necessarily occurred in us that we receive his good abundance. It is the operation. This means that after this law of the will to receive pleasure has been imprinted in us, we define ourselves by the name operation. This is so because through this disparity of form, we stop being creator and become a created being. And from being the operator, we will become the operation. This is the labor and the work. Due to the force that operates in the operated, we will receive increaseness in us as the worlds cascade until we become a separated body in this world, opposite in form from the life of lives, who does not bestow outside of itself at all, which brings death to the bodies and every kind of torment and labor to the soul. This is the meaning of the work of the Creator in Torah and Mitzvot. Through the illumination of the line in the restricted place, the holy names Torah and Mitzvot extend. By laboring in Torah and Mitzvot, in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker, our vessels of reception gradually turn into vessels of bestowal. And this is the whole sought-after reward. The more uncorrected our vessels of reception, the more we cannot open our mouths to receive his abundance, for fear of disparity of form as in one who eats that which is not one's own, is afraid to look upon one's face, as this was the reason for the first restriction. However, when we correct our vessels of reception to work in order to bestow, we thereby equalize our vessels with their Maker and become fit to receive His abundance unboundedly. Thus you see that all these opposite forms in the whole of creation before us, namely the form of operator and operated, the form of the corruptions and corrections, and the form of the labor and its reward, are all included in His singular thought. In simple words, it is to delight His created beings. Precisely that, no less and no more. The whole variety of concepts is also included in that thought, both the concepts in our holy Torah and those of external teachings. All the many creations and worlds and variations and various conducts in each and every one stem from this singular thought, as I will explain below in their proper place.
כמו שאבאר בהמשך ביאורנו במקומם.
Moscow 4.
Добрый день, Рав, мировое кли. Интересно, что и в той статье, и в этой статье было.
It's interesting, because also in the previous article and in this one, it's the same thought.
Происходит.
That His thoughts are in errors. So it makes you stop. How, from this expression, can I turn it into a lift to work?
И поэтому и сказано, что это не его мысли, не его действия, наши действия и так далее.
That's why it was said that his thoughts aren't errors and his action aren't
еще вопросы?
And so on.
Нет.
More Ita questions? One. No. Ita one.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Good morning, Rav.
Il desiderio di ricevere dentro di me è il
the desire to receive in me. Is that the desire itself like the Creator? I don't understand. Student.
È il creatore stesso che vuole darmi.
This yearning inside me, is that the Creator who wants to give to me?
Yes, of course.
The
desires in a person, even the worst desires, the ones that are farthest from the Creator, nevertheless, the Creator arranges them, corrects them. He brings them into the person. More?
What's the benefit from all these endless details in reality? If everything just comes from one single thought to do good to its created beings,
because all those endless details, as you say, have one single thought, one origin, one goal, and ultimately both the beginning and the end, all connecting to one, the Creator.
So why do I need all these details?
because from attaining the unification where everything unites in the Creator, that gives the greatest pleasure to the created being.
So what's the derivative of this principle in our work? What do we need to aspire to do?
To keep the will of the Creator.
How's that connected to uniting all the details into one thought?
That's what we do in practice. When we wish to unite all the details into a single thought, one unique and unified, which is the quality of the Creator. And we want to be connected to Him and exist in Him.
We want to unite all details into one thought.
Because He wants it.
How's that expressed in our work?
When we wish to connect amongst us in order to bestow to one another, we want to connect to each other and reach the Creator. Adhere to Him.
What can I understand from the essence of connection between us if the result is uniting all the details into one thought?
That ultimately they come to one rule, one inclusive rule. The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
And how does the connection between us unite all the details?
According to our desire, according to our prayer, the actions, our inclinations.
All details in reality, our connection connects?
Yes.
How does that happen? We work between us in the ten as a result.
Because we include all of creation.
We have to take that into account somehow in the connection between us, that this unity has to be a result?
Yes. Yes, we need to try and connect all the parts of creation together. This is the meaning of the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. There's nothing else in the world besides the one power, one goal, one bestowal, or one influence. And we need to understand it, to agree with it, and to discover it. Okay?
Киев 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что значит, что мы соединяемся в Творце и существуем?
What does it mean that we connect in the Creator and exist in Him?
Which means that we acquire a desire to bestow from the Creator in place of our desire to receive that we have from the beginning. And connect with the help of this desire to bestow, we help one another, and together we reach connection, and the Creator is revealed within us.
What did you say to adhere to Him all together? How will we adhere to Him?
Completely, in everything.
Carmiel.
Раф, скажите, пожалуйста, что значит, когда все приходит от Творца, все мысли, все движения, все действия, и тут говорится, вы сказали, что как бы его.
When everything comes from the Creator, all actions, all thoughts, and you said that His thoughts aren't mine, so what does that mean? Why not? Why are they not my thoughts? I'm trying to grab on to what I think and not Him.
я пытаюсь думать, я пытаюсь.
But it comes from him. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to develop this thought.
Вот объясните, почему это не моя мысль?
I'm trying to grab onto it.
То, что ты пытаешься захватить его мысль, это тоже его мысль, хотя ты считаешь, что она твоя.
You're trying to grasp his thought. That too is a thought from him, even though you think this is your thought. A person has nothing except for a certain initial egoistic desire. Other than that, he's got nothing of himself. Everything stems from the Creator.
So what are we even doing here?
We are trying to discover it. That all of our thoughts, all of our desires, all of our actions are determined only by the Creator.
Хорошо. А когда мы это раскроем, что будет дальше?
So, when we will discover it, what would be next?
Next, we'll agree completely with it, even though... Even though it's destroying our ego. But, so where are we? We're nowhere. We are only that thought that determined, that observed the Creator.
It's hard to accept it, but thank you.
Well, is it hard to accept?
Because I'm nothing and nowhere.
Тогда мы начинаем ощущать
when we attain it,
связь с Творцом.
Then we begin to feel our connection with the Creator.
Тов. Бершева.
Бокер тов, Рав. Бокер тов, Асирия Оламит.
Good morning, Rav, World Kli. With your permission, we're explaining about a nice process. I'll read it. Maybe you can explain. It's written simple, but it's hard to understand. It's written in the middle of the page. Because of the cascading of the worlds, all the suffering comes to the soul, and that's the work of the Creator in Torah and Mitzvot, because through the illumination of the line in the restricted place, the holy names and the Torah and the Mitzvot come. And by working in the Torah and Mitzvot, to give him contentment, gradually the vessels of reception in us turn into vessels of bestowal. So my question is, first of all, you can explain what the holy names are. The Torah, I understand that it's the instructions that we can use to change and get new qualities. So the corporeal body, nothing remains of it, only to serve the soul. So what are the holy names? That's the question.
The holy names are those desires that can be filled with the upper light and appear in this way.
That's it.
İçimizde yaradanla hiç alakası olmayan bir arzuyu hissederken yaradan arzusuna nasıl gelebiliriz?
How can a person come to the Creator's desire if I feel desire that has no connection to the Creator at all?
Lo hivanti.
I didn't get it.
If I have a desire that isn't connected to the Creator, maybe something completely corporeal, how can I come to a desire towards the Creator? How to reach that desire that directs it to the Creator?
First of all, we have to understand that all of our desires are coming from the Creator. They come from the Creator. A person has no desire of his own, because desire is the foundation of our existence. It's what the Creator had created, and he revives it, enlivens it, awakens it. And that's why there's no such thing where a desire appears in a person which didn't come from the Creator. Specifically, it comes from the Creator. It doesn't matter what kind of desires, from the best and purest to the worst impure desires. Clear? Good.
Now,
our desires are the main thing we have because they activate us. And they all come from the Creator. Our work is to arrange these desires so that through them, no matter which, we will come closer and closer to the Creator. Okay.
Bir şey daha sorabilir miyim?
Can I continue?
Yes, you can.
Pardon. Peki neden bu kadar uzak, bu kadar bayağı arzuları çok net bir şekilde hissettiriyor? Çünkü o kadar uzak ki yaradan hiç piyasa da yok.
He brings us desires that are so far from the Creator. So why does he even make us dirty with these corporeal desires that aren't connected to spirituality?
These corporeal desires are actually what brings us closer, what bring us closer to the Creator, because they're the most natural. They are come to us and they arise within us from our internality. From our internality.
Woman Cup U22.
Yes, hello, dear Rav, World Klee. Rav, can we say that every thought, every detail, every desire is a state that we must attain, like the steps of the ladder?
Ken.
Thank you.
Yes.
No, woman Moscow.
Спасибо. Написано.
It's written that what's in the Creator as a thought becomes a law for the created beings. How can the thought of the Creator become a law in the created beings? And when we are only the thought that defines the Creator,
it happens according to the four phases of the cascading of the direct light that create the desire in us.
What's the fear of change? Is that a process that every friend can go through? How do I feel what the fear of change is in equivalence of form?
You're afraid of reaching in order to bestow?
Yes, what is that fear?
No, the
that's because it's because you don't know that state. It's an unknown state, and so you're afraid of it. It's opposite from you. What might it bring you?
How can I recognize it in a friend that maybe I could help, or we could help each other, that if a friend enters such a fear, how can you recognize it in the work between us?
You don't need to reach such things. You need only to yearn to be together. That's it.
And
if you yearn for that togetherness, it will be more than enough for everyone.
So if we make efforts to connect, also those fears won't be.
Of course.
Selam Rav, selam dostlar. Özür dilerim. Her şey ondansa, tüm arzular ondansa, bizim elimizde ne var ki utanç içinde olmayacağız. Egoistik anlayışlar içinde.
If all desires are from the Creator and He connects us according to that, how can I overcome the shame?
How can you overcome the shame, rise above the shame? By bestowing, help the friends, and then you will come out of your shame.
So how is my work? Where is my work? Because all the desires come from the Creator. So I have to organize the work so I can uplift above the shame.
To
rise above the shame is possible to the extent that you yearn for the friends and you yearn for the Creator. That helps you, that cleanses you from in order to receive, and you connect to them, to the Creator and to the friends. Try it. That's how it works.
Beseder. PT6.
Why are the individuals or the details come out one out of the other?
Yeah, because they're all connected to one source.
Why from a father comes a child and another child and another child? And here, from the father comes a child and from the child another child. Why don't they all come out of one?
That
has nothing to do with spirituality. I don't understand what you mean. From the upper one, it comes out the lower one, from that comes a lower one again, and that's how it continues.
Why does the thought of creation obligate the details in reality to come out one of the other?
Because that's the thought of creation. The end of the act is in the initial thought. There, the beginning and the end connect. And in this way, everything cascades down and reincarnates until the last stage.
What's the difference between the first detail and the middle detail and the last detail that came out?
The more they cascade down, the more the purpose of creation is revealed, which is to do good to His creatures.
Zeo, Latin One.
La pregunta es, ¿qué aumenta nuestro apetito para que recibamos su abundancia? La conexión entre nosotros debería ser el más alto manjar que existe en el mundo, y sin embargo, muchas veces esto cae en el polvo. ¿Cómo aumenta este deseo? ¿Cómo aumenta este apetito de recibir su abundancia por medio de nuestra conexión?
What increases our appetite to get the abundance? The connection should be the biggest pleasure in the world. But still, man falls by feeling the taste of dust. So how can we increase our appetite? Rav, we don't have appetite to receive the upper light and to be filled with it. We don't have any appetite for that. That comes later on. We start discovering the right records, the right reshimot, and to incorporate in them.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вы сказали, что каждому желанию, которое в нас раскрывается,
you said that every desire What precedes every desire in us are the four phases of direct light. How should we reveal it so that truly behind each and every desire we'll see the action of the Creator?
It's only in our connections between us we will be able to discover that system in the connection between us, that in it the light passes through all the friends till me. That's how it is in each one of us.
What does it mean that the light passes through all the friends all the way to me?
Meaning it has to go through all my friends. It has to be revealed in each one of them. And then I, by being in the lowest degree, I can also discover him.
So
the friends in whom the light is revealed, are they always above me? Some degrees above me?
They are standing above me. Because they are above me. They are those same degrees that through them the light cascades to me from above downward.
Now, to rise from below up, how should I connect with them?
You have to push them, help them, add to them my desires, my deficiency. My pressure, and then I, in according to that, I will push them upward and rise with them and receive that same light that I awaken in them.
What is that system in which I can invite the light in the friends?
Those are the 10 sefirot,
в которых каждый из нас работает.
They are 10 sefirot that we, each one of us, works in them.
От Малхут до Кетера. And it's somehow constructed in a certain structure.
From Malchut to Keter and Keter to Malchut.
And this, the Keter in the system, what is it exactly?
That's the Creator.
Этапы, стадии между
and the, these intermediary states between the Keter and Malchut, what are they?
It's the friends.
Тов. Дальше. Есть у нас еще ну, Туркиту.
Тодарав. Önceki derslerden işittim ki niyet reşimoları etkiler. Niyet ile ışık arasındaki ilişki nedir?
I heard in the lesson that the intention affects the reshimo, the records. What is the connection between intention and light?
I
didn't understand again.
What is the connection, the relationship between the intention and the light?
Between intention and light. The light includes everything in it. Everything from the Creator towards the created beings is called light. And it includes in it all of the Creator's attitude or relation towards creation. What else did he want to know?
How does it influence the Rishimo, the records?
It affects the records because it activates them and pushes them to realization. To realization. And then it turns out that
it
advances all of creation to its role, to its purpose.
Rav, o zaman kişinin kaderi kişinin eline diyebilir miyiz?
So, can you say that my fate is in my own hands?
On one hand, yes.
O zaman yaratanın her şeyin yaratanda olduğunun durumu nerede burada o zaman?
So how to connect that with the fact that everything comes from the Creator, that there's no else besides Him?
We must connect it to the Creator because whoever works here and presents all these actions and awakens all the thoughts and deficiencies, it's all the Creator, none else besides Him.
Раф, насчет аппетита хотел спросить. Вы сказали, что пока у нас нет аппетита...
I wanted to ask about the appetite. You said that as long as we don't have an appetite, the appetite will come later. Is it a normal state when you lack appetite, not for the lesson, not for the meetings with friends? The appetite comes only with the action. When I already open the book, when I come to the lesson, that's when the appetite appears. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. All our work is to have a desire.
But
the desire comes from the Creator. Yeah.
But
we start this desire. The Creator awakens it in us, and we need to ascribe it to the Creator.
Haifa 1.
Rav Yekar,
The questions friends are asking show that we yearn to rise from the still or inanimate of sanctity to vegetative of sanctity. Is that correct?
Yes.
Another question? I ask because elsewhere it says the question of what and who. So I had this, I was uncertain.
אני לא שמעתי שאלה.
I didn't hear a question.
Because elsewhere it says that we're asking questions of what and whom.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted you to relate to that. Do we need to add questions in order to rise to the vegetative degree?
I don't understand the question.
Woman have two.
Women Hebrew two.
Good morning. All the desires come from the Creator because there's nothing, there's no desire in a person. And our job is to organize them, locate them. What's the range of our actions? Who am I arranging for? And also I noticed that I'm trying to be quiet, thoughts come in all directions, so thoughts come from Him, but there's still a point of observation, discernment. How to find that point to discern it? Who is the I that discerns?
The will to receive. You are the will to receive.
Woman Be'er Sheva 4.
Women Be'er Sheva 4.
It used to surprise me to read in the articles about the corruptions that will come up. Is there an order of appearance of corruptions? Let's say a person has a point in the heart that awakens. Is there going to be an order for all the corruptions to appear, regardless of the initial character you have? If you have a desire for money or honor, the corruption will have this certain order?
Yes.
Everything will appear, none is missed.
Don't worry, everything is there.
Zichron 2.
Good morning. My question is, if all the thoughts and desires come from the Creator, then where is the recognition of evil?
Recognition of evil is expressed by us not wanting to hear his voice. Everyone only wants to hear whatever he wants to. That's the recognition of that evil is what we have to attain and acknowledge.
Woman Turkey 6.
Woman Turkey 6.
Teşekkürler Rav. Dostlarımdaki ışığı keşfedebilmem için onların manevi niteliklerini mi gözlemlemeliyim yoksa başka dikkat etmem gereken etkileşimler de var mı?
Rav, kidei legalot. In order to reveal the light in my friends, do I need to observe their spiritual qualities, or is there any other kind of interaction I have to pay attention to?
Just try and be adhered to your friends, that we will connect between us till adhesion to one another. And then I'll understand what's happening there, what's happening in them, what they want, and so on.
Is it possible to see someone else's spiritual quality?
No. You will always accept it in your own vessels and not in their vessels.
Kabyu 7.
Daniel.
Tov taut.
Okay, no mistake. What next, Niv?
We have another part. Handmaid who is heir to her mistress.
Okay. What's happening to my voice? It's constantly being changed.
Tov. אז בוא נקרא.
נעבור לחלק של השיעור.